There we are. Hi. There, now it's recording.
Yay, it's recording.
We're back.
We're back.
We are back.
Where have we been?
Kurt quit.
Why?
Lifestyle changes.
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, good for him.
Yeah. So, welcome back to Kind of Epic Show. Sorry it's been since May.
It's been
2 months.
It's been a minute.
It's been 2 months.
2 minutes.
two long minutes.
Yes.
Actually, the months went really fast.
They did.
They went really fast.
They really did.
This whole year's going really fast.
I know. I was talking to someone that I used to work with the other day, and he said, now that half the year is over, and I was like, wow.
Over half the year.
Yeah, right? That's crazy.
Right?
It's Where almost did time go? For it to start getting cold out again.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Ugh. Anyways, welcome back to Kind of Epic Show. I already said that.
You did.
I'm out of the swing of things. Anyways, I'm David West.
I'm Effie. I'm just one name.
You're just going to continue with that.
I'm like Prince.
All right. Caitlin. All right. So, Thank you for those of you who have continued to support the Patreon.
Yes, thank you.
Through this hiatus that we had to take due to Kurt's departure from this plane of existence due to lifestyle changes, whatever the fuck that means. I'm sure he'll be back from time to time.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. Anyways, I just want to give a shout out to those who have contributed. Again, Parker.
Yay, Parker.
Awesome. Miss you, bud.
We love Parker.
We love Parker.
Parker is the bomb.
He is indeed. And we definitely, definitely need to do your video.
We do.
I need to change that on the Patreon. Kurt won't record a special top 10 list for you anymore.
No.
But guess who will?
Me.
Yeah. So Parker, I guess your anal lubes are now back on if you wanted to. But she did agree to do your hot sauces.
I did.
So we will get that. We'll get those from you. You're picking them out. So we will get those hot sauces from you, hopefully within the week.
Yes.
And we will do that. And instead of just doing a audio podcast of that, we're also going to put that on our YouTube page.
Yep, because who wouldn't want to see me in misery?
Right? Your family is going to love that.
Well,
they're going to share that with everybody.
Maybe.
I almost want to have, like, Mackenzie there.
Yeah.
To just make fun of you the entire time.
She would, too.
She would.
She's a sassy little one.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
Alyssa would just roll her eyes.
Right? Right? Oh, boy.
But, yeah, we're going to do that. I'm looking forward to it. I'm up for the challenge. I think that it'll be very entertaining. I don't do very well with super spicy things. So it should be one to look forward to.
You should tell them about your new show.
So I have a new show. It's kind of a little spinoff of the Kind of Epic Show. It's Effie Thoughts. What used to be the post game with Kurt and David is now just a fun little weird random episode with me just talking about whatever's on my mind. I was going to do one about pie, but I don't have 20 minutes worth of pie to talk about.
You should buy a pie and talk about that pie for 20 minutes.
Well, I could. One day when I'm feeling extra gluttonous, yeah. I could just eat a pie.
Do it.
You're like, oh, nom, nom, this pie is so good. So yeah, be on the lookout for those. Those are exclusive for the Patreon subscribers. So
once we get a number, like a good number of them,
yeah,
and we need an episode that week, I'll probably like do a combined.
Oh, you're gonna episode. Be on Effie Thoughts?
No.
Oh, well,
that's
fine.
You.
Okay. Don't want you there anyway.
Technically, I was on it.
You were for a second.
For a brief second. No, I'll if we're missing a week for the main show, okay, I'll make a collection of Effie thoughts for that week.
Oh.
And it'd just be the main show for that week.
That'll be even more weird.
Oh, okay. Cool. I'm not even listening to these before she posts them, so we'll see.
You hear the stuff that comes out of my mouth.
I know. I hear it all the time. A lot of the times it makes my eyes roll. Or not eyes roll, but I look at you and shake my head like, what the hell did you just say? Anyways, we've been making dioramas.
We have been making dioramas. And it's been the most amazing thing ever.
I'm really sad that we missed the first handful of days of this photo contest.
Right?
So we've been participating on our Instagram page, on the Kind of Epic Show Instagram page. So follow us, like us. And but we've been doing a photo contest. Funko has been doing a photo a day contest. And we missed the first four or five days.
We missed a couple.
But we've been doing it for the second, the last 10.
Yeah.
And we have started getting super creative, thinking outside the box, but using boxes to make dioramas. Inside the box. We've spent way too much money on props.
We have.
And specifically, I bought Funkos for this.
Yes, we have invested a lot into this photo contest. It's been an experience.
Right? Let's just hope they take a minute before they do the next one.
Right.
Because I know they do a couple a year.
Okay.
Hopefully it's not tomorrow they announce a new one.
Build up our savings account before we...
Right? Right?
But no, I was thinking earlier today, because so far we've done a space diorama that was an entire evening's worth of work.
It took forever.
And we...
I'll mute my computer.
We spent all day on that, and that was so much fun. We started out with an idea to take an old TV. The theme was 80s, so we were going to take an old TV and kind of put our set inside of that and make a scene. But we couldn't... We exhausted all of our options on the TV. And we just couldn't.
How hard are old tube TVs to get these days?
Apparently very hard. Or expensive.
Yeah, why would someone charge $30 for trash?
I don't know.
They should be paying us to take it.
Right?
Because those are hard to dispose of.
I mean, we never asked that question. We just always assumed that it meant we had to pay them.
Yeah. Be like, are you paying us to take this damn thing?
This TV and $30? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a deal.
Maybe that's what we need to do.
Right?
We did have that idea for, since you were unemployed again. She got a job.
I did.
And then was unemployed again.
Yep.
But during that second time, we thought of a great idea. Currently Unemployed Inc.
Yes, Currently Unemployed Inc.
Maybe that's just you going around and collecting TVs to take to the disposal. The hazardous waste disposal.
Yes. That would be fun.
I'm thinking of all kinds of stuff for you to do.
I know.
Huh.
But yeah, so we did this space diorama, and I was thinking today in the car, I was on my way home from Target, of all places, because why not? And I had Hanson Mbop on the radio. I had just tried on a neon pink, sparkly, sequiny jacket at Target, and I've been building dioramas all week, and I decided that I've reached top level adulting. This is the best. Top level adulting.
If only your kids could have seen you making dioramas. If they weren't at their grandparents' house this week, could you imagine the help you would have gotten? None. But it would have been funny.
Yes.
Like, Mom, what are you doing?
Well.
Yep.
So hopefully we did another one. Well, with the TV idea not working, I built a TV with cardboard.
You can see all these on our Instagram page.
Yes. I was very excited to show you that TV when you came over the other day.
I like it. It turned out really well.
It did. But we got to use it for tonight's theme.
You bought 3 Funko Pops go into it. Are you even that big of a fan of Doug?
I loved Doug when I was a kid.
Okay, good, good. I'm just checking. Because today's theme, the last day was animation, and she bought 3 Doug Pops.
I did. I bought the entire set.
Doug, Patty, and Pork Chop.
Yes.
It's not the entire
set. It is, on the back of the box.
On the back of the box.
Yeah, it was
okay.
The 3 of them.
Okay, because there are other Doug Pops.
But I own the entire set of those 3.
Okay, of that wave?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel very accomplished right now.
Good, as you should. As you should.
I feel like I've reached a certain...
I'm just glad you were a fan of Doug. Because you could have just went and bought 3 cartoon pops and be like, I don't even like Doug, but I bought these because they're 3 of a set.
Who the fuck is Doug?
Well... Didn't we ask that when Disney bought Doug from Nickelodeon? Because all the characters
changed. Yeah, they all changed.
The entire look of the show changed.
It wasn't Doug.
It didn't feel like Doug anymore.
It wasn't Doug.
Patty went through the like biggest.
Yeah. Well, that's because she got her hair cut.
Yeah, she got her hair cut. You got the new Doug.
Yeah.
You got Disney's Doug.
Yeah. She became lesbian Patty.
Yeah. Oh, is that why you liked it? Is that why you liked it so much?
Huh. Doug wasn't the only one with a crush on Patty.
We just said nobody liked her new look. Huh.
Oh, hush.
What?
Oh, hush.
No, never. Never gonna stop.
So, hey.
So, yeah, hey.
Have you seen Spider-Man?
Yeah, I have.
Have you seen Stranger Things?
I have.
Oh my gosh.
Oh
what
my
do you
gosh.
Think?
Yeah, so we have so much to talk about.
We do.
2 months worth of movies.
Right? I don't even remember all the ones we've seen.
Right? We've probably forgotten more movies than we remember. What was the last thing we recorded on? Brightburn?
Yeah,
in
we
the
did
car?
The movie review in the car, and it was Brightburn.
Did we talk about Aladdin that day?
I don't think so.
No, I think we forgot about Aladdin, because we had seen it that week, too. I think we forgot that we had seen Aladdin, because we were doing another recap, because it had been a couple weeks since we recorded even before that one.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Well, give me a moment. I'll pull up the releases. I guess, let's go ahead and, I had an idea for Stranger Things that I really wanted to do, but I couldn't get a day for us to get together, like, all day over the course of the weekend, mm-hmm. which kept driving me nuts, because all I wanted to do was binge Stranger Things in, like, a sitting.
Right.
Didn't happen.
No, it didn't.
It took me 4 fucking days to finish Stranger Things. I was really mad about that.
Yeah. Now you could tell.
It was really bugging me. It's like, people, just stop.
Right.
Just stop asking me to do things. It's my birthday. Stop. I want to do what I want to do. Stop.
Nope.
No, it wasn't allowed.
No, it wasn't.
Granted, a lot of that time we were taking pictures and lighting grass on fire.
did light grass on fire.
Oh. But I had an idea for Stranger Things that I wanted to do, and maybe we'll do it for something else down the road. But when we binge, we have the recording system set up.
Yes.
And then after each episode, we do a review, like a 10-minute review after each episode as we're binging it.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a lot of fun.
I think so, too.
Like immediate thoughts. Like immediate thoughts.
Yeah.
And then edit them into like one episode or just post them individually. I don't know.
That'd be fun.
That would be a lot of fun. Maybe... Patreon would get the individual ones as we're doing them.
Yeah.
And then just release them to the main show like a week later, 2 weeks later. That way everybody has time to have watched it.
Yeah.
That would be fun. But I didn't get to do that.
You didn't. Nope. Maybe next season.
Maybe. Which I heard season 4 might be the last.
Oh, that sucks.
Think. characters die.
Yeah.
Characters move away. Yeah. This kind of felt like an ending, even at what it was.
Yeah. Like, but, where did they move to?
Oh, they say, and I don't remember. But we're not going to say anything without spoilers.
No.
Oh, well, I guess we can go ahead and do that. Spoiler warning. We're going to be talking about Stranger Things.
Yay. Because
that's the most recent thing that's on our mind.
Yeah.
So, what do you think? It was good.
Moving on. It was good. I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I liked how it took place in the mall for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything was centered around the mall. And I liked how Eleven has kind of grown into what was once like a silent character into somebody who is
opinionated and vocal and her own young woman.
Yeah, it's kind of neat to see that happen. But I like Steve. I feel like I can...
Steve has been he started out as a bit of a douchebag in season one.
Yeah.
But even by the end of season one, he really comes around.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it's because we also keep seeing him get his ass kicked.
Right?
And he's come down a peg. Because he was like that popular jock, you know? Mm-hmm. He was that boy that everyone wanted to be with or be or whatever. And then we keep seeing him get his ass kicked.
Right?
But he always steps up to the occasion and is just like, oh, you're a good dude.
Yeah.
Especially like in season one when like he shows up at the house with the baseball bat with the nails in it and just like, sweet.
Now he works at an ice cream shop.
Yes. Spoilers. Yeah. Not anymore.
He was, when he... There's a part in the last episode where he's trying to sell himself to a new employer and it's at a video store and he knows nothing about movies.
It's like you and me on a podcast.
The one with the teddy bears, right?
Yeah. Yep.
But that was funny. That was the one of the few happy parts of the last episode.
Yeah.
I cried during the last episode at the end. When Eleven was reading the note from Hopper.
Yeah.
That was like...
That was rough. What? That was rough. It came at a loss. Season three did.
Mm-hmm.
We had to say... Maybe say goodbye to Hopper.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe. There's a shot that he survived. Which I think would be very interesting, and I have an idea about this. So everyone was complaining about Hopper's alcoholism.
Mm-hmm.
And you even mentioned a post you saw earlier from somebody who just started watching. It's like, I really hope season four is about the kids making Hopper deal with his alcoholism.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, sad day. He gets fucking disintegrated.
Yep. Yep.
Maybe. We never see a body. And rule number one of sci-fi, if you don't see a body, they're not dead. That's rule one of science fiction.
So you're saying there's a chance.
There's always a chance if you don't see a burnt to crisp body. We didn't see him disintegrate like we did the other scientists.
Yeah.
But even those scientists, maybe one of those was the one in the post-credit scene that the Russians took off into the thing.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know.
Because that the thing that makes me, the other thing that makes me think that he's still around is when they were in that last scene and they said, not the American.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So who's the American?
Who else would it be?
Right?
I think it's Hopper. And there's actually a musical cue. There's a song playing in that. It's Heroes from David Bowie, but it's a cover that didn't come out until like 2010, so it's a little... They got some crap for it when they played in season one, or maybe not a cover, but it was definitely a newer version of Heroes, but it may have still been Bowie, I don't remember. But it's playing in that scene with the Russians, and they mentioned not the American and all that. But it was actually also used once prior into the in the show. It's when we had the fake Will Byers body in season one.
Yeah.
When they're pulling that out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
Same song's on. Same version of the song. So it could be a little audio cue.
Yeah.
That maybe not everything is what it seems to be.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Here's to hoping.
But also, what's the best way for Hopper to sober up? Being in a Russian prison.
Yeah, right? There you go.
Right?
That'll get you real quick.
And he could be completely sober in a almost a completely different character.
Yeah. That would be... Huh. I wonder what he would be like as a sober character.
I don't know. You know, I actually really liked the Russian that was hanging out
with yeah.
That they kidnapped. Not kidnapped.
What was his
name? Alexei?
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed, but every time they said his name, your Alexa lit up.
I didn't notice that.
I noticed it when we were watching.
There's smart technology for you.
Yeah, right?
Well, listening.
Speaking of which, did you see that episode of South Park from 2 years ago, last year, where they had a bunch of smart devices and they purposely kept setting them off?
No.
In the show, they were like Siri, Alexa.
Oh no!
Like they would make them go around in a circle, and it was making people's stuff buy shit at home, and
that's amazing. Like
they did it intentionally.
Well, I have with the smart technology that I have. Whenever I say Alyssa, sometimes the Alexa goes off. Mm-hmm. Or whenever I'm talking about my dog Khaleesi and my phone is nearby me, then Siri activates. So
it's kind of like I watch all the CW superhero shows,
mm-hmm.
and they tend to have a thing at the end of it it's like, "Hey Siri, download more episodes of The Flash." It does that. And it's just like every time. It's like it does it on purpose. It's like, these fuckers with their iPhones are going to get taken up to the page for The Flash. It's like, awesome. Fuck you, TV.
Right? Yay, technology.
And there's so much to digest about Stranger Things.
Yeah.
This is why I wanted to do it at the time.
Yeah.
And it hasn't even been out. It has, well, as of tomorrow, it'll have been out a week. That's so strange, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
No pun intended. But it's already been out a week.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's been out a week, and we finished it in 4 days.
Yeah.
Not normal binging habits.
No, not at all. It was a busy week.
It was.
It was.
But
it was indeed.
I'm excited because Orange is the New Black is coming out at the end of the month.
Oh, I don't care. You know what's coming out at the end of the month on Hulu?
My Hero.
No, that's not until October. Veronica fucking Mars.
Oh.
Season 4 of Veronica Mars.
Well, you can talk about that and I can talk about Orange is the New Black.
But Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell is pretty amazing, but lesbians.
In prison.
Right?
Yep. Fun times.
Yeah, so...
So, yeah, Stranger Things.
And...
It was good.
It was good.
Yeah, I actually liked it better than I liked season 2. I think I liked the ending to season 2 a bit better. Because I didn't quite like the Russian subplot of the season. Even though I liked Alexei, but yeah. I didn't quite care for
Alexei
the...
Alexei was cool.
I didn't care for the... Russian
side
plot of this season. Not that I didn't enjoy everything with Hopper and Winona Ryder and the what was that guy's name? The guy from that first appeared in season 2, the conspiracy theorist guy. I was facing his name.
I don't remember.
The fourth guy that was hanging out with him.
Yeah.
That became real good friends with Alexei because he also spoke Russian.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I spacing that guy's name? That's gonna bug me. Not that I didn't enjoy them,
mm-hmm.
I just didn't give a shit about the Russians.
Yeah, it seemed extra.
Yeah, and now it was kind of funny with like Steve and Robin, Dustin and
Erica,
yeah. Like, them dealing with the Russians was funny.
Yes.
So funny. Especially when they drug them.
Mm-hmm. And then they're at the movie watching
Back to the Future.
And they can't keep focus, and they go onto the hallway, and the lights are all, like, trippy.
Also a lesbian.
Yes. Hey,
there you go.
Everywhere.
Yeah. All for you. All for you.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
But no, I found season two hard to watch. I couldn't find, like, the attention to keep on it. I binge watch all of season one on a flight from here to Tucson,
mm-hmm.
and back. So that was like, left me on a cliffhanger. And then when season two came around, I was like,
Yeah. And I loved the last couple episodes of season two were all action-packed, mm-hmm. and exciting. And I was sad to see Sean Astin die in season two, but it almost felt too long.
Mm-hmm.
It was an episode longer.
Yeah.
It was like 9 episodes instead of the 8 that they've done. But you did have that weird episode with 11 in Chicago with the other special kids, which was a cool episode, but it felt out of place.
Yeah.
Especially with the flow of the season.
Right.
Like, the last episode before it ended on a major cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Of, like, Hopper down, like, and all those Demodogs are coming out, and just like, oh, shit, this is exciting. Oh, what the fuck is this episode?
Yeah.
Just felt out of place at a real weird time.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get back into the spot that we were in the episode after, and it's just like, okay.
Yeah.
So season two had stuff wrong, like, felt wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd never felt like that with season three.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
One thing that I will give season two credit for, that I think season three built on a lot and it worked really well, was Billy as a bad guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was really good.
Because he was already an antagonist in season two.
Yeah.
But there was nothing wrong with him. He was a fucked up bully, but
right.
There's nothing. He was almost sympathetic because we saw how his dad treated him,
yeah.
and all that stuff. But they really made that grow,
mm-hmm.
into season three, where he was a full-on villain.
Yes, he was not good.
And it was interesting that how they brought the mind flare back.
Yeah.
And I liked the body horror element of it that goes back to, like, John Carpenter's The Thing. And it's just that creepy, gross horror element to
it.
I really like that about season three.
It was intense.
Yeah. My only issue is where the Russian plot line went, and it didn't ever feel resolved.
Yeah.
It's like almost the threat wasn't big enough,
mm-hmm.
on that side of things.
Right.
Now, with the kids, we got this giant fucking gross body monster.
Ew.
That has absorbed the townsfolk.
Yes.
Like, a lot of people died this season.
They did.
No one that we really cared about.
No.
But a lot of people died.
Yes.
And it was just this cool monster in the mall, and it was neat, and I really liked that. But the whole Russian thing, I was just like, that's dumb.
Yeah.
Like, what were they doing? What's the plot? Like, what's the whole...
They were just there.
Yeah.
In the mall.
Right. I get it. They were trying to get to the Upside Down and all that. Like, I get it, but it's like, why? Why?
Right. Well, did you know that the Starcourt Mall that they used is actually in Georgia?
Yeah.
And you can actually go see the mall still, but soon they will be tearing it down and turning it into a cricket lake stadium.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No. Well, it was just an abandoned mall that they bought,
yeah.
and redid everything. Yeah. That happens.
Right. So yeah, you can go see it now, but you won't be able to soon because it'll be full of cricket players.
Huh. Why cricket?
I don't know.
Why cricket? No, if you want to go see, like I was kind of hoping, because it gave me a lot of vibes from Dawn of the Dead, mm-hmm. like the mall itself did.
Yeah.
Even like the layout, it was kind of like, oh, this kind of reminds me of the mall from Dawn of the Dead. You can actually still go to the mall from Dawn of the Dead.
That's cool.
It's in Moreauville.
Okay.
In Pennsylvania.
Nice.
About 30 minutes outside of Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Nice little place. I've been. proud movie mall that I've been to.
Nice.
Yeah. Yep. Definitely recommend checking that place out.
Okay.
If you want a good movie mall. It was yes. also the mall that was featured in Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Saw that movie.
Yeah, me too. Me too. So, I guess it's time to move on from Stranger Things. I could go on talking about that show all day.
You want to talk about Marvel stuff?
Yeah.
There's a lot of Marvel stuff to talk about.
We talked about Endgame.
Well, we've seen it again.
We have. Then. We have.
We saw the re-release
that didn't add anything to it, which was just a big...
Except for more tears.
Yeah, it did add more tears with that Stan Lee tribute after. But I think they missed a big opportunity and could have beat Avatar. Because they still haven't beat Avatar.
Oh, wow.
And they're $16 million away. That's it.
Wow.
They're $16 million away.
That's crazy.
But if they would have actually added in, like, deleted scenes and stuff
into
the movie
proper,
they definitely could have done that. If they could have been, like... extended Avengers Endgame.
Yeah.
10 minutes more footage. 20 minutes more footage. Come check it out.
I would go.
I would go in a heartbeat. But if they would have done that instead of what they did, I think more people would have gone, and it would have beat Avatar.
Yeah.
They're pushing big in the international market this week.
Okay.
They're opening it back up in more theaters this week.
Gotcha.
If you look at the showtimes this week, even here locally,
uh-huh.
way more than what the re-release had.
Because they're trying to...
They're trying. When we went to the re-release, they only had two showings.
Right.
It was like noon and three.
Yeah.
So they're really trying to push it. And they might beat Avatar. But it just seems unlikely. The movie comes out on DVD in a month.
Yeah.
Like... You kind of shot the load a bit too early there.
a little bit.
Think about it this way. Avatar was also in theaters for a long time.
I actually never saw Avatar.
Don't. It is horseshit. It's pretty. It's pretty looking horseshit, but it's horseshit. It's gorgeous to look at, but no substance. At all. It's a spectacle to watch on, especially I went and saw it in theaters twice on a full size IMAX. Like, that's how Avatar should have been watched.
Okay.
Not at home.
No.
Nope.
Well.
Nope.
I will not add that to my list.
But it makes me wonder, since now Disney also owns Fox and there are Avatar sequels coming out that no one asked for over a decade later. Will they re-release Avatar in theaters?
Oh, gosh. I hope not.
They probably will. They probably will. It would be dumb for them not to. That's true. It would regain that top spot from Avengers. Yeah. Yeah.
Going back a little bit to places you can visit, mm-hmm. did you know that you can actually go... The place that Tony Stark and his kid and... Piper lived in.
Yeah, yeah.
That is Piper? Actual. Yeah, whatever Pepper. Her name is. Pepper. don't laugh.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, I don't like her. I'm trying to block her out of my head.
She does weird health stuff.
She does. But that is actual.
An Airbnb.
An Airbnb.
Yeah.
And it's like $800 a night.
Oh, it's going up. It's gotten expensive.
I would go if I had the money.
Yeah, same here. Well, you need a job. So.
I have a job.
I know. You I just have haven't started jobs. Working. Yeah. Making dioramas.
Yes.
Yep. Going and getting old TVs.
Yes.
And taking them to disposal.
Yes.
Yeah, you're set. You should be able to pay for that Airbnb in no time.
All right, I'll let you know.
Okay. Oh, anyways, surprisingly, didn't talk about it last week. We should have just recorded in the car and been like, fuck it, we're doing this. Spider-Man Far From Home came out.
Spider-Man did come out.
In theaters. Yep. Spider-Man came out in theaters. Not out of anywhere else.
No. He
came out in theaters. Even though him and Jay Gyllenhaal are super cute together.
Peter Parker here to pick up a pride flag, please.
So, I don't know if I told you, all those scenes that were cut from the movie.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of, if you've seen Spider-Man Far From Home and paid any attention to the trailers, most of what you see in the trailers is different in the movie. Like, complete scenes are cut, like Peter Parker going to pick up his passport, please. That scene's cut.
Yeah.
Peter Parker fighting a Spider-Man in, like, against some mob bosses in a diner, and then the cops are like, oh, so are you in the new Iron Man? And he's like, no, I'm too busy doing your job.
Yeah.
Cut.
That was not there.
That's not there. There's a lot that's not there. Him going into the little convenience store from the first movie, from Spider-Man Homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that guy got cut from the movie. It's like, oh, sad day.
Yeah.
They're going to take all those scenes, and they're doing a short film for the home video release called Peter's To-Do List.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we'll get to see all that.
Yay.
And its own standalone short film that apparently has a beginning, middle, and end.
Nice.
Like, that scene, like, all that stuff had its own, like, three-act structure right at the beginning of the movie, and they were just like, yeah, this doesn't help the flow of the movie at all.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know what scene was in the movie that they put out as a trailer?
Hmm.
Where Mysterio becomes an Avenger.
Yeah. Yep.
That was there.
So, you not knowing anything about Mysterio. So, Mysterio's a bad guy.
Yep. Sure is.
Spoiler alert for Spider-Man Far From Home. Mysterio's a bad guy.
If you
ever known anything about Spider-Man, Mysterio is one of Spider-Man's oldest villains. First appearing in issue, what is it, 13 of Amazing Spider-Man?
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, he's a bad guy. Didn't know.
Where's the fishbowl on his head?
Didn't know that he was a bad guy. Thought he was a good guy.
At least you got a really cool shirt thinking you were wearing an Avenger on your shirt.
I did get a cool shirt. I was pretty proud of myself walking into that theater with the Mysterio shirt on.
It's a good looking shirt.
It is. It's pretty cool. And then as soon as the scene happens when it is revealed that he's, you know, Ashley.
I was sitting next to you, and I don't think I looked over to see your reaction. What was your reaction?
I jaw drop. I was like, oh my God.
You didn't see it coming, huh?
I didn't.
Yeah?
No, I didn't. I was completely caught off guard. I didn't know, and I was like, I'm wearing a bad guy shirt.
Did you feel good about that? Did you feel like, ooh, I'm the cool kid now?
No.
No?
No.
You're like, I'm wearing the bad guy shirt.
No. I was just surprised.
Okay. That's good.
Just surprised. Yep. Like that.
Like that? Like that? We're not a visual medium.
No.
Yep. So no one saw the face I made?
No.
Cool.
We have a surprise face when we meet each other.
We do. It's kind of adorable.
Yep.
They still can't see.
No.
You'll see it when we do the video next week.
Right.
For your hot sauces.
Yes.
You're going to be making that the entire time. I can't wait. That's going to be gold.
You think so?
I think it's going to be hilarious.
Oh, my.
Parker likes stuff hot.
Parker, we're friends, right?
Parker. Wrecker. It's going to be funny. Get your fucking money's worth out of this.
Yes. Okay, do it.
You paid $100 for this, right? And we've waited 3 months. We're doing that for you.
Yes, you can destroy Effie in that way.
Because you had to state that? What other way would he have destroyed you?
I don't know. You mentioned the anal lubes at the beginning.
Oh, yeah, I did. Fair enough. Good point.
You did mention the anal lubes.
I did. You'd have to pay another $100 for that. And he might.
That would not be on video.
No, that wouldn't. That one would not be an on video experience.
Audio only.
Effie thoughts.
Oh, gosh.
Yep. Oh, you could just do that as an Effie thought.
Oh, and
be
my.
Like, be like, Parker, this is for you. Backdated.
Since we waited
for so long. Making it up to you.
You wouldn't even know if I was actually doing it.
No, that's why I tried to tell Kurt, too.
All you'd have to do is make some weird grunting sounds.
Well, no.
You're like, oh my god.
No, you wouldn't even have to like try them out like as it's happening. He just wanted to review. Like, this one was okay. This one was solid. This one was a bit too oily.
Yeah.
It's like, that's all he wanted. He wanted Kurt to talk about him for 20 minutes.
That would be entertaining.
Right? Exactly.
I would pay for that.
Okay, so is that a deal? We'll just do that as a bonus episode for Parker since he's waited so long.
Yes.
Good. Tomorrow, record that.
10 different anal loops?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have 10?
I at least have 3.
Well, Parker, you might get 3. And if she's feeling limber, maybe she'll go buy one or two more.
Use that HSA money.
Yeah.
You can use HSA money on anal loop.
Can you?
Maybe. Huh. We're going to find out.
Huh.
Go to CVS, just walk up to the counter with arms full of anal lube. One of everything.
Oh, boy.
Set him down on the counter.
You know, we were talking about Spider-Man.
You did mention how him and Jake Gyllenhaal were adorable.
Yeah. Have you seen him in any other press, like, release stuff, like, leading up to the movie?
They're
quite adorable.
Aw.
Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal was like, yeah, we can stop calling it a bromance. We're just in love.
Aw. That's adorable.
Yeah. Oh, so what were we talking about with Spider-Man?
Oh, we were talking about how I didn't know that I was wearing a Mysterio bad guy shirt.
So, this movie acted like an epilogue to Endgame.
Yes.
It's reestablishing the world 8 months later, I think they say. Eight months have passed or something like that since everyone returned. Aunt May showed up and there were people living in her apartment.
Yep.
The marching man just showed back up in the middle of a basketball game. There were some funny moments with the blip,
yes,
or the snap. There's two words for it in the movie.
Yes.
There's that.
I'm not a fan of the blip.
Yeah. Maybe the snap was when everyone disappeared and the blip is when they all came back.
Maybe that's what it is.
Because there's the Peter's, when he's on the plane, he's looking at different documentaries, and there was one that had like the gauntlet that said the snap. So that means everybody knows some version of what happened.
Right.
You'd have to think there'd be those religious nut jobs, though, who thought it was the apocalypse.
Right. All of the sinners got snapped away.
Well, we would know that wasn't true if you were still here.
Oh, you too.
Yeah, I know. Oh, it's more fun.
Yeah.
It's more fun.
Right?
Yep, but Spider-Man. You know, it's really hard. I saw one complaint about the movie. It's really hard to miss Tony if he's never actually gone. They talked about him.
Yeah.
We see Iron Man a lot.
I like the zombie Iron Man.
We do see a zombie Iron Man.
That was cool.
Yeah. But it's just like he's always in the background. He's always being talked about. It's like, man, give us a chance to actually miss you for a second.
Well, even dead, he's the hero.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. So, it's just kind of like, all right, give us a second.
Right.
But they did earn a great moment towards the end of the film. It's probably my favorite moment in the entire movie. It's when Peter is talking to Happy on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And Happy is telling him, Tony wouldn't have done what he did if he didn't know you would be here.
Right.
And he chose you for this. Basically, just have faith in yourself that
right.
Tony, like, you won't ever be the next Iron Man. No one will. No one can live up to Iron Man. No one can live up to Tony.
Right. He was like, even Tony couldn't live up to Tony.
Yeah. But you just have to try.
Right.
And then Peter goes and starts making a new suit. And they get crazy. As Peter's creating a new suit.
Yeah.
And it's just a really touching, happening emotional moment without actually having someone there to pass the torch.
Yeah.
But it felt like in spirit that he was. Like, this is a combination of both of these characters coming to that point, you know? And it was capped off by Happy putting on AC/DC and Peter not knowing
who it was. He didn't know who it was.
He's like, oh, I love Led Zeppelin.
I know.
He's like, no, no.
No.
Oh. Womp womp. But yeah, that was probably my favorite scene in the entire movie. And then the first post-credit scene. The second post-credit scene. Fun.
Yes.
And we get to see Talos again, and it kind of explains away a couple of the character issues with Nick Fury in the movie, just some out of character moments. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's because it wasn't Nick Fury, it was Talos the entire time. It was Talos, which I think is really cool. But the first post credit scene, holy shit!
Yeah.
Holy shit. They brought back J.K. Simmons as J. Jonah Jameson. Made everyone so fucking happy. So happy. That man was born to play Jonah. And if you don't know who J.K. Simmons is, he played Jonah in the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movies.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought him back.
Yay!
Yay! Yay! The multiverse does exist. Right? Because everyone was super excited. Like, he hasn't stopped playing the character. He's done it in cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
He's done it in video games. Like, he loves playing that character because he was made for that role. He's spot on.
Yeah.
I do like their new interpretation of Jonah. He's more of a Alex Jones type media blogger.
Yeah.
Which is fitting. it was actually a nod to the Marvel PS4 game, which he also did the voice for Jonah in that. But it was that kind of conspiracy theorist, crazy nut job blogger. So, Spider.
Oh,
Ben. Hey, we were just talking about Spider-Man.
It's gonna bite you and you're gonna become a Spider-Man.
No, I'll probably just get a bump. Anyways, also in that scene, which is, I think this will be really cool to see how it's handled, especially since it'll probably be a handful of years before we get another Spider-Man movie. We'll most likely get Spider-Man in other stuff before we get another Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
During that scene, it's revealed to the world that Peter Parker is Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. That's not good.
No. No, it's not. Not for him.
No. He doesn't want people to know.
No.
I like how we're both still watching this later.
Right? But the interesting part with that, he's the only character in the MCU that has a secret identity, and he no longer has a secret identity.
Thanks a lot, Mysterio.
Now the question is Mysterio alive or dead?
I think he's alive.
I think it could go either way. I think it really could. If they don't get Jake Gyllenhaal back. All right, he died. Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
If he wants to come back, oh, easy.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, easily. This guy can change perception of reality. Cool. He's alive.
Yep. I think he's still alive.
Me too. Anyways, we're at 50 minutes.
We did a thing.
We did a thing.
Yay.
We did a thing.
Good job us.
Good job us. Way to go. So I'm going to go ahead and stop it.
Okay.
Guys, if you liked what you heard today and if this is your first experience, welcome.
Yay,
and
welcome back. And welcome back.
You can find our Patreon at patreon.com/kindofepicshow. Find us on Twitter at kindofepicshow. Mainly, I don't really use that anymore, but I should. It just every account that's linked to our stuff shares to the Twitter page.
Okay.
So you can find our stuff. It's mostly pop photos from Instagram. But you can also find us on Instagram at kindofepicshow.
Yes.
Look at all the pop photos that we were talking about today with our dioramas.
Because they are cool.
Because they are the bomb. They are awesome.
Yay. I'm so happy that we're back.
Me too.
I'm not... I sound quite different than Kurt, but he's...
At least I have a feeling your movie taste will be better than Kurt's. There's some stuff that he oddly didn't like.
Yeah.
And it's just like, why did he like that? I mean,
he was excited for Dora.
Well, maybe we can get him back for Dora. Be like, Kurt, do you want to do a post-game 20 minutes review of Dora the Explorer for the podcast? Be like, yes.
I fucking loved it.
Yeah, I fucking loved it. It was great. It wasn't as great as Rubber.
Oh, jeez.
We don't even need him. We will just record it as Kurt.
Okay.
If Kurt doesn't want to do it, we'll just do it.
Okay.
I hope he does it.
Me too.
All right. Well, I'm David West.
I'm Caitlin Wilkes.
Oh, what?
You gave your full name? I know. People will know who I am now.
Well, and if they follow me on Instagram, they'll know who you are anyway.
Yep.
It was only ever going to come out. Next week, I'll have a new co-host because she will quit the podcast.
No.
Okay. Okay, good. Good. No. Good.
I'm here for the good long haul.
Good. I thought Kurt was too. Kurt had lasted a while. Kurt lasted over a year.
Yeah.
About a year. Yeah.
Well, you're stuck with me.
All right. Sounds like a threat. I'm game. All right, so, I'm going to post this immediately.
Okay, go for it.
Yeah, because it's been so long.
Balls to the wall.
Balls to the wall.
Sounds painful.
My arm's numb. We've been sitting weird.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to stop.
Bye, friends.
I got, my entire arm's asleep. It's like, how do I hit that space bar?